Okay. All right, so that was the server. What the server has to do is decode the messages that are sent from the client, a little bit of logic on the server side, and just send messages back. What the client has to do is the reverse. So again, this is a little bit incomplete too. The user interface is going to be sort of a command. We'll just have a simple command-based one. So what the user is going to be doing is typing things away at the keyboard, and the strings that the user is typing need not match up to the strings that are sent across as part of the protocol. So I've deliberately have put the protocol messages in uppercase, but what the client user is doing is typing in lowercase, because they don't have to be the same. It's just that when a lowercase dir is typed by the user, the uppercase dir will have to be sent across the network. So there's logically there's a difference between what the user is typing and the messages that are going between client and server. But the user will be typing fairly similar things in this case. Dir, change directory, get, and quit. Okay. We're using ASCII still on the client side, so buffered reader and print stream for the networking. And also, because we're talking to the user through a command line type interface, there will be another buffered reader to read lines from the user. And we can use system.out to print lines. The client connection will put the address that we're connecting to as a command line argument. And so then the constructor will be taking that command line argument, and that's the server it's trying to connect to. Okay. Oops, sorry. Okay. So what goes on in the client is that we first of all we have to build the socket connection to the server. So we need to get an INET address object first, which is going to connect to that server. Once we've got the INET address, then we can create a new socket which will connect to that address, and it's connecting on that shared port that both client and server know about. So a new socket with server address and that port. Then get the input stream, get the output stream, and build the appropriate classes. The buffered reader would take the input stream, wrap a reader around it, input stream reader. And once it's put the input stream reader around it, it can then create the buffered reader, so that you can then do read lines. And the write lines, being able to print lines, we do with the print stream. We also need to be able to read lines from the user, from the console. So from system.in, put an input stream reader around it, put a buffered reader around that, and that's the console reader. Okay. Then an infinite loop to keep reading strings from the user until they say give up. So print out a little message, system.out.print, enter request, and read from the console what that request is going to be. You then need to decode the user's request to turn them into the network requests. So this is what the user has typed. If the user has typed directory change, then we want to make a directory request call on the server. If the user has typed change directory, then we want to make a change directory request. If it starts with a get, then get file request, and so on. If it uses quit, then quit. Okay. So decoding user stuff to then make the request to the server. So for example, and then lose prefix just throws away that little string and any white space that's typed in there. Exit, that's the simple one. So for exit, what you're doing is sending the message quit to the server and then giving up yourself. So the writer.print is sending the message to the server, send the quit message, terminate it with the carriage return line feed, because that's what's expected on the other side. Clean up, close all the readers and writers, close the socket, and then give then exit. Okay. You don't actually need to do those three. It just looks neater. It just says you're tidying it up before you exit. But if you leave out those three lines, system.exit will do that stuff anyway. Okay. The directory request is list the directory contents. So you send the dir contents message followed by carriage return line feed, and what's going to come back from that is the array of lines with a blank line at the end. So we've got a loop which is going to keep reading until we hit the blank line. So reader.readline, reading from the network. If something goes wrong with the networking, you'll get an IO exception. So if something goes wrong, there's not much you can do about it, just break out of that loop. You know you've hit the end of the loop when you get the blank line. What reader.readline does, it reads the line up to and including the carriage return line feed, but doesn't give you the carriage return line feed. So an empty line is just the empty string. So if it equals that, empty string break, otherwise print to the user which line it was. Okay. Change directory request with a directory passed as a string. So we send the CD message, put in some white space, could be as much as you want, could have tabs, doesn't matter, because the spec said it was okay. Send the directory and the blank line at the end. Oh, sorry, the line feed at the end. Then the response that we get back was either succeeded or failed. So read the response from the server and then see whether it was. If it equals the error, then print to the user there was an error made. Otherwise, if it starts with succeeded, then lose the initial bit of the message, lose the prefix, and print a message, change directory to something. Otherwise, if it wasn't error and it wasn't succeeded, then you've got something you shouldn't have got. The server isn't following the protocol properly, so print an error message saying something's gone wrong from the server. And so on. So you just carry on with code along those lines of see what the message is, decode the user stuff, send the message to the server, figure out what the reply should be, and print messages back to the user for that. Okay. Is that all right? Okay. Do you want to see it going? See if I can get it all running. Okay, shall. Let's view it. Let's make everything a bit bigger. Sorry, settings. Font. Huge. CD/file. HTML, test, protocol. Okay, so that's one window, and create another one. Make that a bit bigger. Font, huge. Clear that one. Java file transfer text server. Okay, so Java file transfer text server. So that's got the server running. Doesn't do anything except sit and wait for client messages to come along. Okay, so this is the client code running. The message comes from the client to type something in. So we can type in something like dir, and we get a list coming back. And what's, I'm not sure if, okay, all the server is saying, receive the DIR request and sending it back. We can do a CD dot dot, and what the server says, it received the CD request there. If we do a DIR listing from here, it's a bunch of different files and so on. So CD socket, change directory to socket. If we do a DIR listing, again, a different list of files for that directory. Okay. And if we quit, request was quit, so the client stopped, and the server says, receive the quit request, has closed the client socket. Okay. Okay. So that's the kind of thing, just a bit more complicated, is what you'll be doing. Any questions about that? Okay. Let's get...